broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, that loud. Amid lies we seek truth. Amid truth we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, Shabbat Shalom and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Morning to some, afternoon to others, but a hearty hello nonetheless to la-di-da-di and every other body. Tonight we bring you some scriptures and scuttlebutts here on Holistic Truth, part of a Natsarim Network broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. It is July 14th, 2023, Quad 7, and we are broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. I am your host, Leander Grace, and it's a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. My goodness, folks, we do have an abbreviated program this evening. There's been a lot going on during the week, and the Father has pointed to something that that I do understand, but I don't understand. And for those of you who understand, you know what I mean. You understand? So yeah, there's something the Father's pointed to me. He says this, and I'm like, but where does that go? So there's a puzzle piece that the Father's asked me to put together, and so I'll be doing that, and it's going to take me some time and mathematics. And in order for me to do mathematics, I got to have, like, you know, a clear brain. It takes a bit for that to occur. Anyway, we are diligently contending for the faith, asking Holy Spirit to continue to guide our battle, knowing we are given only our daily bread and our daily reprieve based upon our spiritual fitness going forward with the full armor of Yahweh Elohim, knowing the battle is won, but we must show up. Now, understand also, when we say the battle is won, but we must show up, in context of all that the Creator has told us, all that God has instructed us, He also says, be still and know that I am God. So we do show up, but the battle belongs to the Lord. We show our numbers, we do what we need, but the fear does not need to be there, because God will win this battle for us. Does that mean that we sit back on our laurels and do nothing? Absolutely not. But that means that we are not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of a sound mind and of strength and of courage and all of those wonderful, yummy things that Holy Spirit continuously invites us to take part of. And for those of you who have not yet made that invitation, Holy Spirit does stand waiting to be invited as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of this earth. Guys, now I'm telling you, change is upon us. I've been saying this for a long time, for years and years, and on every program, change is upon us. Within every dimension and layer of change that we as a species and we the people can conceive, and on levels and dimensions that we cannot yet imagine. Now, some people have asked me, where is it that I have, you know, especially I think it was Shireen that was asking me, you know, how to get a hold of me. I also have two social accounts. So for some of my other intense postings and some of the things that back up some of the things that I say here on the air that I'm not able to provide for you here live on the radio, feel free to see my account over at Truth Social. It is Leander Grace. And, of course, we do have the Real Holistic Truth over there as well. I don't post as often as consistently over there. And it's just, there's no particular reason why. It's just sometimes I'll post and catch it up, and sometimes I won't. And I have no idea why Holy Spirit moves me in that way, but that's the way the Father's moving me through this. So it is July 4th, 2023. And, man, somebody pointed out the date to me that that's the seventh month, and then that's the 14, which is like two sevens together, and then 2, 2, 3, that's like seven. So there seems to be a quadruple or a quadrangle or a quadrilation. Is that a word? Quadril. Well, we're going to pretend that it is and just point out to the date and say that it's significant. And for those of you who would like to know why, feel free to go ahead and look that up. So feel free to look that part of, so we're not all who are gifted are in and of the light, and some of those who are not of the light will not be able to solve these puzzles. They wait for us to solve the puzzles, and then we put it out there, and then they twist it and report it as their own. That is going on. Be careful who you follow. Be careful who you listen to, because the harlot's in the house and the thief is at the door, and it's time to come away from the tents. Make no mistake, do not be deceived. We are at war, but I'll tell you what, guys, we are about a hair's breadth from be awake this weekend. We have words from the birds that there could be a false flag event going on this weekend. So if you are in a public area with large crowds, be alert. I suggest you might want to be easy this weekend with your time and attention. And then also, if you are out, like I said, in large groups, not sure where the fish might get fried, but it seems as though they're going to have a fry fish weekend, and we need to be aware and awake and be very aware of our surroundings when we go out into the world. So we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness. And I tell you what, guys, they are going into their corners. We're whooping them. Their plans are blowing up. They're blowing up good. And I actually can find that track this time, I said, as I look. And I just like the way that sounds, you know, and we talk about the deep state and all the plans that they had for us and plans against us that we've talked to in the past episodes up till now, trying to interfere with our ability to talk to God. Their plans are blown up. We're putting their plans out there, whether the media likes it or not. And guys, I want to tell you this too, you know, we are blowing them up. So the and by us putting it out, and by us I mean those of us who are putting out this information, even though the mainstream mediocre media hasn't been able to or has chosen not to, or whichever the case may be, by accident or design, we have now inundated, we have flooded the zone, we have made a complete waterfall of facts that cannot be denied, and now the media must address them. And that's the power of the pen. That's the power of us all speaking in accord. Look here, look here, look here. Let me get a drink. It's also the power of, let me go ahead and clear my throat, of the movie The Sound of Freedom. Now, I have not seen that movie, and I know that I'm going to be able to see it here in just a little bit. And that's probably one of the things the Father wants me to do this weekend as well. But from what I understand is the truth is out there now, and the American people can see how ugly, not probably not quite as ugly as it really is, but they're getting a real insight into the ugliness of the child sex trafficking and pedophile rings. Also understand that what will soon be revealed is that the CIA themselves are the ones that are running these rings. With the complacence and compliancy of the UN and UNICEF and all of the organizations that we think our money is going to help these children, including CPS, Child Protective Services, are doing nothing more than funneling it through to sell our children to monsters. And the general public is finding it out, and I think we're going to be coming together on that. And I think the ones who ignore it the loudest are the ones that we might want to take a look at first. Who's ignoring this the loudest? And I do want to say a shout out. I happened to be watching on Fox News Greg Rutfield last night. Boy, I tell you what, he went off on a tirade of truth. He posted up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It had expletives, some of my favorite expletives, I might add, all mixed in with it. And he made the picture very clear. There are satanic child eating, child raping pedophiles in the highest levels of our government, and they're using the CIA, or the CIA is using them. Yeah, and a great big conglomeration, the monolithic conspiracy, has all of the resources And then the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And so what we have been able to do is push them into the open so people can see there is no argument to support them anymore. Their skirt has been flipped up over their heads, and now we can see their shame. And it'll only be a matter of small window of time, I'm thinking. I don't know why I said it that way. I usually don't, but it seems as though it won't be too much longer. And there'll be, what is a Roundup rodeo? What is, I think that's, I don't know what you call it. That's just a word from the other boss I had. But anyway, that's what we've got. I just, a brief program this evening to let you know I'm thinking about you and let you know I'm showing up. But the Father has me pointing towards, has me looking towards something else. And there's, it's more of a riddle than a question. And so once I put that together, of course, then I will be bringing it to you. It's a historical feature that I've not yet considered. And I'm excited to look into it so that we can reveal it on our next broadcast, if the Father says it's for revealing. So watch what's going on outside. Look for all of the things that are coming together, the culmination of events. And I hope that everybody, you know, if not live, then at least through Rumble and the other interfaces that are out there, are able to watch the, you know, all of the goings-on and the rallies this weekend and the meetings up and the presentations with our president and commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. So that's what we've got for you this evening. It's very short. It's very to the point. You know, all of the information that I have to put out at this point, and they said, yes, we have to put out at this point, is just the we is inclusive. This is the episode where we say, now there's another level of study. Now there'll be another level of revelation. And first off, what I want to say is I do believe that the prophets are going back into their closets. When that occurs, understand, when the prophets go into their closets, when they're called by the Father to go into their prayer closets, it's for a great revelation. And then when they're finished with the Father, when the Father's finished with them and they come out, they'll let you know what it is that the Father revealed to them. So stay close with the prophets and the friends of the prophets and keep abreast of the things that are coming out. Things will be going very, very quickly. Now, I do have some favorite TV shows that I just want to go ahead and put out to you, little titles of some mini-series and things like that. And for those of you who are interested in just, you know, to do a little bit of watching over the airwaves and stuff, I suggest, you know, there was a two-year season. Yeah, just a two-season mini season episode. Anyway, the name of the movie was called, the name of the series was called Jericho. And it was only going to be, it was going to be for 2 years, and then the producers actually cut it in the first year. And they said they weren't going to show the second year, the second season. And all of the viewers got really upset. In fact, they got so upset that they pooled their money together and had promptly delivered to the lot of the movie set. I think it was either 1 or 2 tons of peanuts. The studio got the message. And then the studio released the second season. I suggest it for your viewing enjoyment. I think we might see a little bit of a parallel between BlackRock and some of the things that went on there, parallel of some of the things that we might be seeing. As a means of entertainment, perhaps. This is a brief episode. I'm glad that you guys joined me here at least for a brief time this evening. I'm going to be in some prayer myself this weekend, and I'm asking you also to be praying for the nation and pray for our president as we go forward to the next phase. I am your host, Leander Grace, and I am reminding you to, as always, to watch for the signposts, to connect these dots, to find your path, to live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. God is in control, and the battle is won. I am your host,